Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. Thanks very much for listening. This is 912A. A great set of news. U.S. doctors recommend behavior change to prevent obesity-related health issues. What do we mean by that? Well, it ain't drugs. It ain't surgery. They're saying it's lifestyle. We'll get back to that. Daytime sleepiness tied to brain changes of Alzheimer's. Does that mean if you take naps, you're in trouble? No. Quite the opposite. But we'll get to that, too. And dementia, air pollution increases the risk in Great Britain in certain areas by 40%. What about the United States? Excess weight gain or loss during pregnancy is tied to children's heart problems. Chemical in cigarette smoke, which one and what else do you get it in, is tied to a damaging and important aspect of your vision. And are pistachios healthy? Well, Kristen Kirkpatrick says you can have 49 of them in an ounce as opposed to 14 walnut halves. I don't know. I like walnuts an awful lot. And she says they are healthy. Not quite as healthy, probably, as walnuts. But we'll get to that reasoning. And report warns of a growing opioid crisis among seniors. And remember, it's flu shot time. Time to get your flu shot. That's right. If you haven't gotten it already, please do. Let's get to these stories. Daytime sleepiness is tied to Alzheimer's disease. That's right. It's not if you take naps. This was in looking at people who included 124 mentally healthy men and women and who were average age of 60 and who reported on their own daytime sleepiness and napping habits. 15 years later, they did PET scans and MRI scans on these 124. And after controlling for other variables like exercise and diabetes, et cetera, they found out that those who were falling asleep when you'd rather be awake, not who were taking naps, this is who, if you will, took naps when they didn't want to take a nap, they had the accumulation of amyloid in their PET scan and a reduced size of their hippocampus. Remember, the hippocampus is the one area of the brain that's very important for how well you're going to do. That is how long and functioning you will be with brain. The hippocampus, only one organ in the body where size matters. That's your hippocampus. And what they found was that the hippocampus size shrank when you took daytime naps that you didn't intend to take. That is, when you fell asleep when you didn't want to. So this is a sign that you're developing this problem. Boy, I'm now going to have another cup of coffee to keep myself awake. I was trying to make a joke there, guys. Anyway, the point is that unforced sleep during the daytime, that is not a problem. But when you're forced to take a nap when you don't want to, that is indicative of maybe plaque developing, that is amyloid plaque developing in your brain and shrinkage of your hippocampal size. What do you do about it? Manage stress, do physical activity, get enough sleep at night. And remember, speed of processing games, we'll come back to those. We're going to have a special You, the Owner's Manual session. That is one of our days we'll do, just like we did aspirin, I think, 2 weeks ago. We'll have to do one on brain functioning. Dementia, that's right, air pollution increases the risk in this study of 131,000 older London residents. Participants were between 50 and 79 years of age in 2004. They then looked at air pollution in the different zip codes or different postal codes of Great Britain and found that they increased the risk 40% if they lived in an area with very high particulate matter and nitrogen dioxide. Those are signs of traffic and road pollution. So traffic pollution increased the risk of dementia 40% in this large study. Now, they're confounding variables. Maybe people who lived in these areas didn't get as much education, or maybe there were other things going on in this area. Well, they factored all of those out that they could, that's what they found, that air pollution increases dementia risk considerably. Now, what do we do about it? That's a real problem in the United States, isn't it? We have a EPA that doesn't seem to care as much about air pollution as the EPAs that were developed. I guess Nixon is the one who first founded the EPA, and they've progressively improved the quality of our air until this administration. So that's a real problem. Are pistachios healthy? Well, you can find the shell green nuts everywhere, and it takes 49 of them. So you got to be pretty active in peeling them to get an ounce. And in 1 ounce, there are about 6 grams of protein. That's very good. But they're also high in carotenoids and fiber and magnesium, thiamine, vitamin B6, phosphorus, a lot of good things. So any nut is healthy, even peanuts. But it appears that walnuts are very, very healthy. They're healthier because they're the ones that have the healthy omega-3 ALA fat with them. And pistachios look like they're pretty darn good. It's more than marketing. It is, the pistachio board is good at marketing, obviously, but pistachios may have a great benefit just like walnuts do. Remember, there are unsaturated fats in pistachios. So like all nuts, keep them in the refrigerator if you can. What about, and that's our food of the day, if you will. The next item that is really interesting to me in this week's news of the week relates not to, well, I think I should go right into it. It is, are doctors today burnt out? And the answer is, from this article, is doctors are annoyed. They're have a high stress, but they aren't really burnt out. Burnout is a buzzword, this article says, but isn't, in fact, what's happening to them. I kind of disagree with that. This is a, if you will, a editorial piece rather than hard science. In the Maslach burnout inventory, doctors and nurses and all caregivers score very high in burnout. So they're not only stressed, I think they are burned out. Excess weight gain and loss during pregnancy is tied to a child's heart health. That is, gaining too much or too little in this study. That is, the recommended gain, 25 to 35 pounds. If you gain more than that or less than that, there's an increased incidence of congenital heart problems by age 7. So is this hard science? Well, it was too small a sample, but it was very suggestive in this Chinese study of being a problem. Now, there is a problem with suicide in the elderly and opiate use in the elderly, but also of drinking in middle age. And it turns out that the way of getting people to stop drinking in middle age is not to talk to them about health. They don't care about their health, according to this study. What they found is they care about their reputation. That is, men don't want to have drinks that aren't masculine, and they don't want themselves to be called immature. So the campaign that has developed in Great Britain to stop too much drinking among middle-aged men and women is drink and drink driving? Grow up, please. It's a reputational one saying if you drink and drive, you're not a grown-up, you're immature. Very interesting study that maybe we need more behavioral science to get all kinds of people to do healthy behaviors. I told you that this report warns of growing opioid crisis among seniors. It turns out that chronic pain is common. 8 in 10 seniors, that is over the age of 65, say they have some form of chronic pain. And opiate-driven complications were the cause of 125,000 hospitalizations and more than 36,000 emergency department visits among seniors. So that's just in seniors. And there's a 34% jump in the rate of opiate hospitalizations for seniors. That's really old people, not young people, old people between 2010 and 15. Huge increase. And this is amazing. 20% of seniors filled at least one opioid prescription over the year 2015-2016. 1 in 5 seniors got an opioid prescription. It's amazing. And too many of them were losing to overdoses of opiates. 64,000 people died of drug overdose last year, many of them seniors, many of them because they took too much of the drug or got addicted to it and took too much. But the good news of new users is heroin is dropping as its prices increased, whereas meth and marijuana, where the price is lower, is being used more. I don't know whether to say this is good or bad, other than it seems like price is determining what your drug of choice. And people are going to meth because it is so cheap, not good for your brain. I think meth is one of the worst from a societal standpoint because it turns people into totally irrational. They aren't just willing to do anything for their drug. They act irrationally when they're on their drug. Not a good story. I keep trying to avoid stories on heroin and drug overdose, especially in seniors and in us old people, but they keep coming back because it is a real problem. In fact, drugs, alcohol, and suicide are the cause of our country's, that is the USA's, average lifespan falling. That is, among men 25 to 34, overdose rates have risen more than 25% each year for the last 3 years. And nearly 50 out of every 100,000 people in the population has died of overdose-related causes in 2016. And women are suffering it more than anyone. 45 to 55-year-old women, 54-year-old women have the largest rate of deaths from overdoses each year. So it's rising. Suicide, meanwhile, is on the rise in nearly every demographic trend. It's the second leading cause of death between 15 and 24, and it's the third leading cause from 25 to 44. Three-quarters of Americans, though, who died in 2016 were older than 65, but the largest increases, suicides, and artificial death, both in the older and the younger group. Only Alzheimer's disease in those over the age of 65 has been increasing as a cause of death on death certificates more rapidly than suicide. What's the chemical in cigarette smoke and in e-vaped smoke? That's right, it's in vapor that causes you a problem with light contrast conditions, that is, such as low light or fog or glare. It is cadmium, apparently. cadmium is not only in tattoos, it's the red in tattoos often, but it's also what's in low levels in tobacco and e-vapor that is causing problems with vision. So another reason to give up cigarettes, low vision is a potentially very bad problem. It isn't that you can't see, it's you can't see contrast well. It's when there is faded or when the black letters are not as profound, they're gray or in that fog, if you will, you have problems seeing. That is due to cadmium, I've learned this week, too. Obesity-related health issues, well, drugs, it appears, and surgery are not the answer for the rest of society. It is focus, according to the U.S. Preventive Health Services, on eating, exercise habits, and getting buddies, people to help you, coach you, and to keep you on the straight and narrow is the best thing. I guess Weight Watchers and other programs like that really have some total benefit, according to the United States Preventive Services Task Force. We, of course, at Cleveland Clinic have a great, and if I do say so, since I was involved in developing it, so it's a shameless plug, e-coaching program for weight loss that you get to be a buddy of a coach. Flu shots, yes, get them. The senior flu shot for those over 65, or think about getting two, one in October, one in January. If you're over 65, to make sure you have a booster dose, get it now in October if you can, before the flu starts to take over. Any other thing that I want to cover today? No, I think you've heard all of the really important medical news of the week and what it means to you. Only other thing is, remember, in addition to lifestyle changes for obesity, remember, over 30 million Americans now have diabetes and know it. Another 8 million have it without knowing it. But diabetes is becoming the most common chronic disease, has become over, and obesity is one of the causes of it. I guess you can say obesity is the most common chronic disease, with diabetes the second most common, often caused by obesity. So major take-homes for this week. I think if I was going to say major take-homes, if you're having trouble sleeping or having trouble staying awake during the daytime, not because of naps, but because you feel like you want to fall asleep, or if you live in a polluted area, worry about dementia and do all of those things, like speed of processing games, like learning how to manage stress and meditate routinely, like doing cardiovascular exercise with a little intensity, like avoiding all sugar-related and simple starch-related and added syrup and added sugar and simple carbohydrate-related food. So you want to do all of those things even more if you live in an area with high pollution or you're having trouble staying awake. Pistachios, yep, eat them with walnuts. I love the two together. And remember, avoid cigarette smoke, secondhand smoke. Avoid the red tattoos, and even avoid e-vapor, because they all contain cadmium, apparently, according to the research reports, which does stimulate loss of what you would call sensitivity, or low, if you will, variety of color. It is the grayscale, not as much difference in background versus the scale. High fog areas, that may be caused by cadmium. And last but not least, make sure you get your flu shot if you haven't already. This is Dr. Mike Roizen on You, the Owner's Manual. This is 912A. Thanks, Ben, for great engineering, but especially thank you, the listener, for downloading us. Please rate us. Please tell others about us. We are the information podcast that tells you not only what the latest medical news is, but what it means to you It means, especially this week, get your flu shot and avoid the red dyes in tattoos and tobacco smoke and even e-vapor, because it looks like it's got cadmium, 49 pistachios. Can't go wrong. That's what an ounce is. So hope you enjoy pistachios, and thanks for downloading us and rating us.